Well, I'm not so sure about that. But anyhow, I just wanted to chime in. Like I said, I think what he said was a big nothing burger. You know, he did nothing that anybody else hasn't said 1,000 times. And, you know, it was pretty weak sauce to get canceled, especially from the people that cry the most about cancel culture. Whatever. You know, I think what he said was pretty. If you actually go listen to it, you just kind of scratch your head and go, what the hell? That was nothing. That was just routine night stuff. And again, you know, it was kind of like when people were complaining about, you know, private businesses doing something, you know, and then claiming it was, you know, either free speech or, you know, somebody's right. It's like, you know, a business has a right to do what it wants, and you know, if Disney felt they didn't want to, you know, risk it with that's their business. You know, it's like what really matters is whether they were directed to do it by the government, which there's no indication necessarily that happened. So, whatever, it becomes a free speech thing if that's the case. But Disney is under no obligation to provide free speech. They provide whatever they feel is going to make them money. And something, you know, they made a mistake here because this one's cost them, but, you know, live and learn. All right, anyhow, I'll let you guys get back to it. It's getting dangerously close to politics, Dave, and you know how that goes. And besides, the Lions are looking really good, but now Baltimore just tied it up. So back to the Lions game, WRU 850.